Well, again, thank you. We'd like to welcome you to the December 8th, 2014 regular council meeting. I'm Mayor Giles. I'll be conducting the meeting, and all council members are present. We will begin the meeting by inviting everyone to stand for the invocation, which will be offered by Dr. James Adams of the Cornerstone Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Leslie Herrera.
Let's pray together. Father, we do give you thanks for the privilege we have to live in Mesa, Arizona. We do believe of all the places to live on the face of the earth, it's one of the most beautiful, safest. We have so many great privileges. We thank you for the some 800 police officers and 400 firemen. We thank you for the protection they give and for the wisdom that they have in dealing with things. We do pray for our city, that you would give to us that working together with all the diversity we have. We give you thanks for that diversity. And we pray that you give wisdom to these who are the leaders here to have a city that would work together, a city that would not be polarized. We think of other cities in our nation today and the sadness of burnings and hatred and all that is happening. We pray, Lord, that you'd give wisdom to all of us, that we would live together in that peace and harmony. We thank you for the joy of this season and ask now, Lord, for your blessing upon this meeting, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dr. Adams and Leslie. First item on our agenda is announcements, and I'd like to invite Councilmember Luna to share with an announcement acknowledging some folks who are present in the meeting today.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to acknowledge Ana Guzman and Leslie Herrera, if you wouldn't mind standing, ladies. They're part of the Joe Wilson Leadership Program from Benedictine University, and we're honored by Joe Wilson. Joe, would you mind standing up? Thank you so much. They're shadowing me today to learn about how city works, city government works. So thank you for being here. I appreciate that.
Thank you, ladies. We hope you enjoy your time at our council meeting. First item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. That will be read by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Social Club, one-day fraternal event, Friday, January 23rd, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, January 2nd, on Main Street from Center to Robeson and McDonald from Main Street to Pepper Place. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Zion Trading, 1616 East Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for the Draft Sports Grill, 1130 West Grove Avenue. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Salt River Grill, 1157 North Ellsworth Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Walmart, 357 North Thompson Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Broken Yoke Cafe, 2034 East Southern Avenue. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Rosati's Pizza Pub, 840 North Thompson Road. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for Cool Deck Resurfacing and Repair Services for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for replacement portable two-way radio batteries for citywide departments as requested by the Communications Department. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for police service dogs for the canine unit. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 4 additional speed radar trailers for the police department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for traffic control signs, materials, and sign imaging for the transportation department. Item 4F, act on 3-year term contract for landscape maintenance services for parkway medians and right-of-way for the transportation department. Item 4G, act on three-year term contract for comprehensive banking services. Item 4H, act on contract amendment for unified connection system upgrade and related purchases. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for water and wastewater vertical turbine pump repair replacement for the Water Resources Department. Item 4J, act on three-year term contract for insecticidal coatings for manhole and sewer cleanouts for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on contract for Val Vista Transmission Main Project Phase 2. This project is funded by 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase a replacement development information management enterprise solution. This purchase is funded by the Development and Sustainability Department Technology Improvement Fee. Item 4M, act on contract for Desert Arroyo Park at McKellips and Ellsworth. This project funded by 2012 authorized parks and recreation bonds. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase a solid waste information system for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a modification to the intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Revenue for tax administration and auditing effective January 1st, 2015. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a transportation project advance agreement with Valley Metro Rail, Maricopa County Association of Governments, and the City of Phoenix for funding of design, right-of-way construction, and vehicle acquisition for the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension using transportation project advancement notes. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an acceptance and agreement with the Hickey Family Foundation to accept funding for overtime and equipment for the police department to combat domestic minor sex trafficking. Item 6A, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the transaction privilege tax licenses for the business services department. Item 6B, act on ordinance repealing and replacing Mesa City Code Title 5, Chapter 10, Article 3, to update that portion of the Mesa City Code through adoption of the language in a certain public document entitled Licensing and Record Keeping, and repealing certain Mesa City Code regulations for privilege and excise taxes. The changes in 6A and 6B are part of the state's tax simplification initiative. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Title 6, Chapter 21, Sections 2 and 3, entitled Fireworks Prohibited Exceptions and Sale of Fireworks, to align with the new state law time periods during which the sale of permissible consumer fireworks is allowed. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z14-49, 155 South Hibbert, located south of Main Street and west of Mesa Drive, a rezone to allow for a live-work development. And item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z14-47, 6335 East Main Street, located east of Wrecker Road on the south side of Main Street, council use permit request for the conversion of an existing shopping center to accommodate a private school. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Dan, do we have any requests from the public to remove anything from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
You know, I wasn't quite sure because maybe, Mr. Defoe, you might have to help me understand this. I do have your blue card asking to speak. Is it your request to have an item pulled from the consent agenda?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that might have been the way this was read. So Mr. Defoe has asked that we remove item 4M from the consent agenda. Council, are there any other items you'd like to have removed from the consent agenda? Okay, if not, then I would entertain a motion and a second for the consent agenda. Okay, Kavanaugh made the motion and Summers seconded. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. Okay, we will now move to item 4M on the council agenda. This is the Desert Arroyo Park, McKellips and Ellsworth, located in District 5. The agenda item is to recommend the award be given to Hayden Building Corporation. Mr. Hirschberg, could we invite you up to tell us a little about this agenda item, please?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Desert Arroyo Park is located at McKellips and Ellsworth next to Zaharis Elementary School. This was part of the 2012 voter-approved bond package and one that we worked a great deal with the community to work out the details for the plans and what will be involved. Zaharis Elementary School and the students at the school were also heavily involved in the original planning process. of that. We included them in design charrettes for what the play modules should look like. And this park is, again, not a traditional park in the sense that we typically build or you typically see at Mesa. This will be a environmental education-based park with desert, taking advantage of the native landscaping that already exists. There won't be any grass out there again. Takes advantage of the scenery, the views that exist out there, and really is designed to teach families, children, people of all ages how to interact with the environment, the types of animals that live out in the desert, what you can expect to see, and we do that through interactive play nodes throughout there. In addition, we've also included in these different nodes, as well as in the central gathering area, a large amphitheater and several outdoor classroom areas so that not only the teachers from Zaharis, but also hopefully teachers from other Mesa public schools will utilize that as part of their environmental education program and teachings of the environment and the animals and the plant material that's in the desert. The location of the park takes advantage of the school being there because we've located the main parking area and the main central gathering node, this outdoor classroom, near the bus loop at Zaharis so that those buses and those groups can continue to use that area as a drop-off and easy access for the park. We've also, when the park was originally designed through the bond program, the parking lot came in off of Ellsworth. Since working with the school district, we've relocated that parking lot to use the same shared drive that Zaharis uses now, which has significantly reduced the initial capital outlay to build additional access roads and the parking lots. So another partnership that'll benefit the whole community. So when the school district has events that they need additional parking for, the park space will be available there with a safer connecting parking spot as opposed to when they have overflow. Right now they're parking on McKellips and walking in through the access road. We've also received, trying to reduce the amount of dollars spent on this project and the city's investment, we received a three-year grant from the U.S. Conference of Mayors and Miracle-Gro for $50,000 to help build an enhanced botanical walk, which will be part of the park. In addition, we also worked with a playground manufacturer and at the central area worked with them to get an entire playground system donated for this location as something that they were trying to demo and get installed for photo shoots for their catalog. And that's the play system itself is valued at $65,000. They're covering the installation, transportation, and shipping of that system. So there's probably another close to $20,000 in savings as well. So again, a great community partnership, really got everyone involved from the youngest of our residents up to our neighboring neighbors that'll be out there. And again, we think we'll create a unique park experience for the residents of Mesa to interact with the environment.
Thank you, Mr. Hirschberg. Council, do you have any questions for Mr. Hirschberg? Ms. Spinner, I have a question. The way this item is agendized is to take action on contracts. And I noticed in other parts of the agenda, it recalls for also, for example, to discuss and receive public comment. Can I entertain Mr. DeFoe's request to speak on this?
Yes, Mayor. We typically, if a citizen wants to speak on any item on the agenda, we allow them their 3 minutes to speak, and then council can consider that before you vote.
Okay. Thank you very much.
One question.
Yes.
If I may.
Please.
I forgot how to push the RTS button. That's a great joy. Is this project that you're discussing one of the projects we identified recently for that went out to vote as part of the Parks Bond? Does this roll into that?
Yes, Mayor, Councilmember Summers, that's correct. This was one of the 2012 voter approved bond projects.
All right,
should also note this is one of three properties that are also part of the land exchange from years ago to remove land and water conservation funding designation off of Riverview Park that existed years ago and prior to Cubs and everything else that's happened down there. The city was working to get that designation removed from that location. Not sure what the future would hold. And in exchange for that, to remove that designation, we had to identify excess properties in the city to be developed. And this is one of those properties. McDowell or Desert Trails Park now is another location. Medina and Haas is where Mariposa Park is being constructed right now is another location. And then property out at Signal Butte and Elliott is the fourth location.
The if I may, Mayor. Please, so yes. This property was was formerly part of the Cubs, where the Cubs sitting right now.
Mayor,
and that was approved by voters also.
Yeah, Mayor, Council members. So the designation, the way Riverview was originally obtained and developed was through Land and Water Conservation Fund dollars, which basically means it needs to remain park property for eternity. Right. If you ever want to work and remove that designation specifically from a property, you can do so. You just have to find available land that meets not necessarily acreage, but dollar amount of the actual value of the property. For us to remove that designation off of Riverview, in that case, it took four properties to get that land value up. And then you're required to develop those properties into parks for eternity and move that designation right. to those.
So that designation was formerly where the Cubs are. And we moved that to four separate properties. That project for the Cubs was voter approved. And then to make the improvements on this park piece, that was a voter approved in the recent bond package.
Yes, Councilman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Richens.
Who approves funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund?
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, that would be Congress and authorized by the President.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Hirschberg. Mr. Defoe, we'd invite you to come up and take the opportunity to speak on this item. For our record, would you please state your name and your address, and then you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
I'm Gene Defoe, and I live at 510 East Ingram Street in Mr. Richens' district. And this item, although it might be worthy, seems to me to be very low priority. And with our federal, state, and local situation, we ought not to be spending money on nice-to-have things. Even though it was authorized by the bond issue, a couple of years ago. And I believe that we need to look at the determination of need, the value of such educational experience, the cost of maintenance and manpower and dollars. Has a dollar return been calculated for this expenditure? And who proposed this interpretive educational experience? And what's the size of the park and recreation staff needed to support this effort? Are there other educational experiences already funded by this 12 parks and recreation bonds or earlier bond issues? And is it worth $1,857,000 dollars when the city is facing many challenging things, such as the recent lawsuit of flooding of a portion of the city? I'm not certain whether this money that is authorized by bonds can be appropriated for another purpose, but I'm sure that it could be saved. And if you wanted to have it resubmitted to the voters, I'm sure that it could be arranged. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Defoe. All right, I think we're ready to entertain a motion on this agenda item. Is there a motion for approval? There's a motion to approve by Luna, seconded by Mr. Kavanaugh. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The votes are unanimous in favor of passing. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, are there any other blue cards?
No more cards.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.